Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs, to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among the wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter, and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake up against you. Yet notice, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town.'" The Gospel of the Lord. If you pay attention to the first reading, you will notice that the prophet and also the priest Ezra, when he preached to his people, he preached from the daybreak until midday. So that's a long sermon. So I promise you I won't have to preach this morning. To our baptism, I think we became the sons and daughters of God, but also the disciples of Christ. And the Gospel of Luke, which we just listened this morning, reminds us that during his public life, Jesus did not want to spread the good news of God's kingdom by himself. So first he chose the 12, and later he chose the 72 disciples for his missions. And he sent them out, told them that during the missions, their priorities is to preach the missions, not to worry about other things. And the task of the mission is to bring peace, faith, and healing to God's people. To bring peace by wishing peace to each household when they visited them. To bring faith by telling them the kingdom of God is at hand. And lastly, to bring healing by curing the sick among them. And we know that at the end of the missions, the disciples were filled with happiness and joy when they returned for the works that they had done. So my brothers and sisters, the task of preaching the mission of the kingdom of God is continued to our present time. Just looking at the list of the saints whom Pope Francis canonized in the 21st century, we have saints who brought peace and freedom to our world, like Saint Pope John Paul II and also Saint Oscar Romero. We have saints who brought new faith to our church, like Saint Pope John XXIII. And also Saint Marie of the Incarnations. And we have saints who brought healings to God's people, like Saint Maria Catalina Casper and Saint Teresa of Calcutta and Saint Vincent Romano. So our world today definitely continues the need of having more saints who can bring peace, who can bring faith and healing to people. I remember a story on a summer evening in 1955, a group of 180 teenagers of all races and religions meeting at a workshop for high school students in the California mountain. Locked arms, formed a circle, and sang a song of peace. And they sang, "Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me." When they came down from that mountain, these inspired young people brought that song with them and start sharing it. The song traveled first to their home, the school, the church, and club. And then that song was being shared at all 50 states at school, graduations, at Christmas and Easter gatherings. And it was a theme for Veterans Day, Human Rights Day, and United Nations Day. It was taped, recorded, copied, printed in songbooks, and passed by word of mouth. I mentioned this song because I think the message of this song definitely really inspired us in our life. In order to bring peace, so let us let peace begin with us. In order to bring faith, let us have a strong faith ourselves. And in order to bring healing, so let us heal our brokenness and admit that we also need the healing from God. So may God continue to give us the zeal of doing the missions like the disciples whom He sent out in the story of today's gospel. Amen.
Amen. Amen.